We're back from recess. This is the County Commission, Monday, September 8th, 2014. We have John Suti in front of us, and we're looking at a septic tank pump-out discussion. If I'm not mistaken, Commissioner Strahan, this was at your request?
Yes, John contacted me and told me that he had got down to a certain number of dollar number that he considered getting close to the end of the septic tank numbers that we wanted to work on. I thought all the time it was 500 tanks that we had used as a figure, although when we had different rates for different, as the bids came in, there were different rates for different locations. Mm-hmm. If the other two commissioners, after John and I's discussion, after reviewing this, if you want to set this for 500 people, I think he has people that have, it's not slowed down any. It's what no. His report is to me, that we go ahead and just let him go up to 500 tanks per year, which we'll talk about that as we reach our budgeting item for next year, but 500 tanks for this year, is that all right with you two gentlemen?
Brandon?
I mean, I wanted to bring that to you. I don't think we set a number of tanks, and I don't think we set a dollar amount.
Actually, first, my recollection when we first pondered this was we utilized the number of 500. Mm-hmm. We put into that equation $125, thinking if it came back at that cost average, that would be like $62,500. But it was based on that price. Well, obviously, the price came in higher than that.
Of course, if we had charged the $25 I wanted to charge, we could have done the 500. But that, I just wanted to.
You just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, just want to throw that in there.
I have no problem with us extending this to 500. Where are we at currently, John?
Right now, I have 419 separate properties approved for pump out. That's leaving me at $1,935 remaining. That's what precipitated the email to you gentlemen there Friday, just to let you know where we were at with that. In order to, given that $1,935 plus what I've already approved, that would take me to around 432 units. That would mean that in order to reach the 500 goal, we would have to address 68 additional units, looking at an average cost of $150 per unit. That would mean we need an additional $10,200. Some of them will come in lower than that $150 amount. I'm just using it to be conservative.
How much more did you say you need?
Around probably $10,500. Just to be cautious, I'd like to request, if we did want to do this, probably $11,000 to use that as a mark, just to have some cushion. Yes, sir.
I don't believe that we budgetarily stuck any amount in. I know that we talked about.
Yes, we had talked about an amount. I don't know of an amount that was actually discussed between all three of you gentlemen. We discussed different amounts at different meetings.
We had a ballpark of 62.5 because we said we used the 125 figure times 500 tanks.
Yes, sir, we did.
But for us actually putting down in writing that it was going to be X amount of dollars, mm-hmm. and budgeted for that, I don't believe that we did it. We just said that we would continue the program.
Yes.
And take that out of, I'm assuming back out of contingency when we did it. But we had the dollars that were there within the fund.
Mm-hmm. I've not seen anything that has stirred up as much interest into what the county's trying to do for the environment. And, John, I was going to ask you a question about, as you do this, there is an inspection of location or tanks done by the pump out people, right?
Yes. Yes, we have a Form B that is a document that has to be filled out per each property by the contractor. And in that, they assess the septic tank as far as its health, as far as its functionality. They assess the property if they see any signs of failure with the septic system itself. They document the type of septic tank that's on property, be it polyurethane or concrete or metal. They document the size of it. That's one of the issues with this program is approximately a little less than 50% of the people don't know what size septic tank they have. And this is helping them folks to identify that. Several of these folks are second, third, fourth property owners of these properties, and that information just was not presented or carried forward whenever they purchased the property. So we're helping a lot of these individuals find out things about their system that they otherwise wouldn't know.
Yeah. And pertaining to that, I'm going to make a recommendation. We'll go ahead and do the 500 tanks and not set the dollar value because they may be some of these come in at the pro tem level or other levels that are above Ruger and pro tem in that eastern area where they have bid those costs for a little bit more. I'm going to recommend that we do 500 tanks. If you, I'll make that into a motion if it needs to be.
Make that comment?
Danny has made a motion that we...
I know. Did we make a motion to do the expenditure, or do we just make the motion just to do it in the beginning?
Just to do... I thought that, and I'm not sure the discussion about 500 tanks was mentioned. That's the only number that I recollect that we used.
I don't have a problem going to 500. So say, you say there's people that's asking for it.
Yes.
John, when we did the program before, when the participants paid for part of it, how many did we have?
Oh, now, I've never even heard of it advertised until now. I'm seeing it all over the place. You can't use that.
Well, we run out of funds pretty quickly with that program also. I don't remember the exact number. It was in the upper 200s to 300s probably.
Oh,
but
a lot more than I thought.
But we... Well, we only had so many dollars to the sewer district. When I was with the sewer district, we put a certain amount of money into that. There wasn't a number to try to get to. It was just to tell that money was gone, and it didn't take very long for that to go.
I'm in agreement with Brandon. I don't think that we have to do a motion. We just let you know that you continue to 500.
Okay.
Because we didn't set an amount. We talked about it during budget time, but we didn't put it into the budget.
Well, that's fine. Is that all right? I'll withdraw my motion.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I guess it's more my clarification, because I just didn't want to exceed a number that might be there.
Well, I want to bring this forward because it was good to have an update on it and to see that the program itself has been a huge success.
Yeah, that's one.
I do know that in years past that $10,000 was the most appropriated by the sewer district, and that it was handled by the extension office at that time.
That's true.
They took that responsibility upon themselves, and they handled the bookwork and all that stuff for you. So,
yes.
Anyway, I think this is
a lot of work.
Huge success. I don't think we need to spend much time on it, but I just think we needed to be brought forward, so for discussion.
Well, that'll open up 68 additional slots for folks out there that want to come forward and take advantage of the program. So
we're starting to talk about next year's budget, so we'll look at that next year.
Well, I would hope this is something that we can carry forward as we go into the upcoming year. And
it's surprising, actually, the number of cards, the little notes that we have gotten from people who are appreciative of this service.
Very appreciative. A lot of folks haven't sent cards in, just based on the discussions with them on the telephone, you know, wishing to thank me and the commission, you know, for the program. This one lady, she mentioned she had had some interaction with the Road and Bridge Department that was very positive, and then this program come along is very positive, and they're glad they moved to Taney County, Missouri. You know, it's just a lot of different comments coming in from the public and stuff.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Road and Bridge Shop discussion, gentlemen.
Ron, I asked for this to be put on the agenda also. These two gentlemen I've had discussions with both of them this morning. And I would like to just make a few statements, and then that way we can decide what we want to do. And then Ron and Randy had discussed this with this Wilson group that we had visited about, who takes care of a lot of different services. But when we received the $344,000 bid, I thought it was extremely high. So I had kind of odd circumstances. I had to bid a Red Iron building for a piece of leased property, for the owner of a piece of leased property that I had. And while I was talking to them about the cost of a smaller building, I made mention to them that the county was going to build this rather large metal red iron building. And I just asked them off the top of my head, I said, what would something like that cost? And the prices are rather uniform for that. And it was quite a bit less than what our bid came in for. And then they asked me about the prevailing wage substance of it, and said that they, on everything that they figured that you had to have, utilities, bathroom, and so on and so forth, they would probably add anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 to that. But pretty well, in our discussion that we had between the three commissioners and the road and bridge crew, would have brought this total up to around $250,000, $240,000, $250,000. I talked to two different contractors on this other deal and asked them both the same question, and they both come up with the same estimate. I didn't present any plans to them or anything like that. I just said, give me a slab 60 by 80 building on it, and both of them said between $140,000 and $150,000. So I just was wanting to bring it up. I thought it's something that needs to be discussed, and we didn't take any action on the other deal, so that's where I'm at.
May I make a comment? Just for clarification purposes, the process that we engaged in with the Wilson Group was informal. It was a request for a quote or proposal. It was not a formal bid response. And I know when we use the word bid, I've tried to, since I've been here, to try to save that word or that usage of the word for when we actually have a formal bid out there. And so just for clarification.
Okay, I don't understand.
If you don't mind. In this case, the Wilson Group is a designated provider through the National Joint Powers Alliance, of which we are a member. They engage with several different vendors. Usually local vendors is who they engage through an awarded bid contract process that is sanctioned by state law, by RSMO 34.011. Don't quote me on that. I don't have that right in front of me right now. It may not be the exact RSMO. But we just reached out to these folks knowing that we could do so through sanction, cooperative purchasing laws, to at least ask them for some ideas on what our first step should be. And they immediately came forth by volunteering to come to our locations. They looked at our locations. They walked through all this with Randy and I, and gave us this written, informal written proposal, which is very negotiable at this point in time, since it's not a legal binding bid or a legal formal response or bid. And I'm here just to serve and assist you all in whichever direction you point me. I'm ready to put out a formal bid on this process. I think we've heard from a few local vendors who were somewhat concerned that perhaps they had not been allowed to participate. There has not been a formal process set out there, so all local vendors are absolutely allowed to participate, certainly at this early stage. And if we do decide to put a bid out, I'll make sure that all of the local vendors receive a copy of that, as I always do. So I just wanted to interject that. I like to use the word quotes or informal proposals versus the BID word.
All right, and I appreciate what you said there, because I used the...
Use the B word.
Well, I did. I did, because I was seeking
a
bid on another project, is what I meant. But is there anything wrong with you two gentlemen thinking this ought to go out for a proposal?
Sounds great to me.
What about you, Brandon?
Go out for an actual bid?
Yeah. Now, that puts us 30 days behind, and then approximately 5 weeks before it shows up on site. So we'll be getting into...
Have we even agreed to do the project? Or is it just we still in the search, finding, information finding aspect of it?
Well, I mean, there's terms out there like, are we fishing or cutting bait or whatever you want to call it right now. We were just reaching out for some ideas, some proposals. You know, the beauty part of the NJPA partnership with Wilson Group is they handle all the legalities of it. In other projects that I've been involved in since I've been here, when we put out prevailing wage requirements per the most recent work order number 21 is the most recent one. It was just released a few months ago by the state of Missouri. Sometimes that runs off vendors from interest and levels. When we say that we need the insurance requirements when a contractor who's going to do construction work sets foot on county property of minimum $1.5 million,
well, that doesn't answer my
then
question.
Then that runs them off, too, in many cases.
So your question? I'm sorry. Have we even said we're going to do the project, or has it just been a find out what it's going to cost, and then we'll make a decision to do the project?
Right. That's
so we haven't even decided to actually do the project.
Exactly.
So then the question is...
Let's speak to that.
I guess we better answer that question first. If we're for sure building a building, I mean, we put money.
I thought from our roundtable discussion that we had upstairs that we had made that decision that we were going to move forward, but maybe we didn't. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, I thought that also, but I'm. I know that there was a lot of discussion. I hate to go into another winter with a CNR. People on that side standing out in the weather trying to repair snow blades on those trucks. I know at least five at one time that was up there that Mr. Dimitrov had to put back that was tore up on one event.
He's tough. He can handle the elements.
Yeah, I guess he might be able to.
Is it elements or ailments?
You know, it's a lot easier.
Now we're talking physical or mental.
When you see something in living color, it makes it a lot easier. And I've gone out there, and what Commissioner Strahan is talking about, once you see that existing building is so much short of the area needed, you've got to ask yourself, you know, how can we expect these people to do that kind of work on that machinery when half of it is sticking out in the open?
Right.
And it certainly makes it a lot more sensible and
our trucks
viable when you see it in living color.
Our trucks won't go all the way in if you're going to work on the front end of a truck.
That's
they have to leave the door open.
Right.
They have to leave the door open if they're working on a truck, because our trucks are different than what the state had at, when they had that shop. They had
single axles.
Single axle vehicles. So, yes, I'm proposing that we go ahead and do this structure. Hopefully we would have it in in, not finished, but in the rough end of it, the actual building, before it got to be January weather, January and February weather.
We're not going to reach that even if we went with Wilson Group.
Well, if we did, it's 5 weeks before delivery of a red iron building.
Well, most of the estimates I got talking to contractors that come to the site and looked at it, which we had one, if you ordered it, it's usually about 8 to 10 weeks from the time you ordered till it showed up on the job. So yeah,
it wouldn't be up, erected, ready to go before January. The 30 days is irrelevant, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
What's the 30 days again?
To go out for bid.
Yeah,
if we put out for bid, I've already put the calendar. I could get it out by Saturday, and that would put it October 13th as a closing date.
Help me again, Ron. I know you and I've had this discussion before. Why does it take 30 days?
That's the normal bid process to allow vendor participation. You know, it's the state law. Is very specific in some areas. In other areas, they don't, you know, tell us that we must or have to. They use the word should and shall a lot regarding putting out a bid like this, but something that involves $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 perhaps, and we've already heard from local vendors. I pretty much keep it a standard that pretty much everything we put out in that type of category is 30 days.
I understand that, but if we chose to do so, we could do this in 2 weeks legally?
I would want to research that and make sure before I commit to that. Double check, Mike.
I wish that you would.
Okay.
would like to make a mention within this, because I didn't have time to really get down and talk with Mr. Breedwell on this proposal. He doesn't have it listed out or separated out to where we even know what their cost estimate for just the building itself. I mean, he's all got it one lump sum. And I don't know if they're even close to what we have different ideas on that type of structure costing. Are they in the same area, or where's the extra money go in this as far as his proposal? If we think he's $100,000 high, is it?
Well, I'm not talking prevailing wage, but the building should be right at $775 a square foot erected for a steel red iron building. That's not garage door, and that's just the, but again, that's not prevailing wage either. So start looking at those numbers. I think they're way too high.
One of the other things that kind of if we do,
the numbers I got from the contractors I talked to, and they weren't even bidding on this deal, and I'll use the word bid because they were giving me bids on this other building, was from around $150,000.
Finished out, though?
No, that's the slab and the structure.
Just the dried in, basically.
Dried in, yes, yeah, slab and structure.
No electrical, no...
Yeah,
plumbing
type.
But
that's the other thing. If we bid this out, is somebody's going to have to come up with specs on this particular thing, and you're going to get 15 different bids, and we need some type of specs that they're all bidding on apples to apples, and that's going to be difficult for me. So how do we derive them type of specs for what we want? I mean, even the electrical guy to the HVAC guy, I mean, these are going to be based on square footage, but then some's going to be what type of structure. I mean,
is an architect part of professional services, or is it one that would have to go out for bid?
That has to be included in the bid. Architectural work, engineering work, stress tests, permits,
professional
insurance
services for an architect, right, to answer your question.
Yeah.
And that's one of the advantages of having a group like this, because they've got that
right,
all included.
I'm just, Ron, did you... It's professional services, like
yes,
an attorney, like anybody else.
Yes.
So you can have an architect drop the plans, and that way it'd be the same. They'd have the same wiring,
We'd have to go through the we'd have to go through the professional selection of services.
Okay.
Selection of professional services for an architect.
RFQ.
And then once we've done that, and we have architects that submit their qualifications, okay, then we would choose who's the best fits the bill, I would assume, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, that's a 30-day process, pretty much.
These buildings, they come engineered and architect designed already.
The buildings do, but the electrical doesn't.
No, the electrical and the plumbing doesn't, but...
Slab work mainly is going to have an engineer look at, but a lot of that.
I was trying to figure out a way to get the same plans to everybody. Like you said, so we're comparing apples to apples. Everybody's bidding apples to apples when it comes to electrical, plumbing.
Here's the part I don't understand, Brandon, that Ron has stated, and I looked at that this morning, and it states all these different things in there, but they had to have their contractors bid off of a set of plans, or that's the reason this figure is in place.
I think they went to an electrician and had an electrician tell them what they needed, and then they used that same electrician's plans to take to other ones. If they even went and bid it out, I don't know, but to get that number.
Well, I mean, the best answer, the methodology, I would suggest the answer to all those questions is to have them come forward in front of us and let them answer those questions, explain it. What we've discussed with them on conference calls is that they have vendors across the United States, hundreds of them, and they submit templates for certain projects, and there's a template that they try to coordinate our specifics to a, you know, I hate to say blueprint, but a blueprint or a template that's already mechanically designed to foot and shoe type fit for certain projects and stuff. And that's what they go off of on their informal proposals, and then we can fine-tune those and carve them as we need to. That's what we did with the Road and Bridge Administration Office. We did some fine-tuning to their initial suggestions, and they got the price down quite a bit from what their initial proposal was. That's my layman's way to respond.
And my understanding of it is, though, is they actually talked to a local electrician. Hey, what do we need to do here? And that local electrician is the one that actually came up with the specs for the electrical work, not some template, whatever they grabbed from their hundreds of projects, according to an individual that I talked to.
Okay.
They came to me and said, hey, are we doing this building? I go, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Part of that is based on square footage. I draw them a basic sketch of a 60 by 80 based on three openings to fit the room we had available. And basically, it's pretty simple. There's nothing signed, sealed, or anything on it. It's just a simple sketch. And then we draw it in after we meet them on site. Here's where overhead doors, here's where walk-in doors have to go. Here's what we plan to do on the inside as far as an office break room, that type thing. So here's a location for that. We need a building to fit that. And basically, that's what they started with. Possibly the building contractor that submitted or gave me a set of plans of what they were giving to the Wilson Group was a red iron building, basically what we're looking for. And that's, like I say, a pre-engineered building. They have already a set stamp drawing that they can produce and give to the Wilson Group. So there is a building, basically. Slab floor, they could use a different contractor. I don't know who they're going to use or what they're proposing there. Electrical contractor, and we give them several names of all of our local contractors and submitted that to the Wilson Group so they can pick and choose whoever want to work with them. The electrical is basically based on square footage and how many lights do you need per this volume of area, and I don't know what he's submitted, but basically pretty much what's in the proposal now. A lot of that's got to be in conduit, different things, and all the an itemized list. They produce that to the Wilson Group. So. But that's the kind of thing that would be difficult for me to try to tell an electrician what they need in the bid because I haven't a clue. And
well,
best route to go on this, or is it possible they would come down any on that? I don't know. We haven't had a chance to.
We haven't had a chance to talk to them.
We haven't really had a chance to sit down and talk with them and find out what costs are associated with what here to know where are we high at or what we feel may be high. I don't know.
They'd have to break into the $200,000 deal before I'd even.
Well, I mean, we're thinking they're $100,000 high for what we think we want, and they may be. But I don't know where that's at within this proposal. So.
Based upon what I'm hearing here and from the figures that you gave, I agree with that $100,000 assessment. When you factor in what the cost of the labor is and building, et cetera. What do you guys want to do?
Well, if you put out this RFQ for the engineer and architect, you've got 2 weeks for that to happen, right?
Ron says four.
On that too, not even counting the bidding process?
Not even counting the bidding process.
Kind of a standard procedure, but I would have to do some see if I can skip some, cut that off.
Go through the selection of professional services. We're asking for them to submit their qualifications for that position, such as for architect. So we could have those physically here fairly quickly, I think. Then making a decision as to who you're going to select and how you're going to prioritize those can be based upon a number of things, cost, practicality.
It'd be interesting if Ron and them could find out who they contacted locally that would be that person.
Well, legally, we're totally, you know, within all requirements. It is permissible, I guess is one word to use, to contact the Wilson Group people, with Scott Breedwell. We've done business with him before. Negotiate with him, ask him whatever questions we want. We're not locked into this, as I said earlier, and we can certainly call them and have a, you know, we can have a conference call with them. We can see if they can give us a breakdown. And
well, my assumption is that they're saying that's going to be the upper end cost, that it's not going to be more than that. It could be less, but it almost always turns out that it's not less.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that specifically about them, just historically when we deal with different purveyors. And that you got general feelings from the commission that they've, from who've been involved in the business, that that seemed to be about 100,000 high.
And we can tell them that, that's the commission's feelings, that based on information we have from other sources, we feel that's a little high. And get the breakdown from them. The other thing is regarding engineering and architectural work, similar to what we did with the flood buyout project, we could make some quote calls to some of these local architects and engineering companies and just see, you know, for a smaller project like this, if their fee, if their phone quote, for instance, fee for handling something like this, one small building, would fall well below a certain dollar amount, we wouldn't be required to put on an RFQ. I mean, we're assuming that the fee that an architectural company would charge us would exceed the $4,500 bid limit. I can't even imagine that an architectural company or an engineering company to go in there and do the stress tests, the concrete levels, and the rebar, whatever that is, and then have an architect come in and give us a set of blueprints would charge us more than, you know, are we in the $4,500 range? I mean, you guys are more expert at that than I am.
You're probably right there close.
Really? If that's the case, you know, if we did some informal phone quotes and found out that the lowest amount would be above the bid limit, then I'd have to put out a formal RFQ, post it, publish it in the paper, and follow those processes by law.
Well, the building, like I said, comes pre-engineered, so the engineering wouldn't have to be very much. And then your architect wouldn't have anything to do with the building, just the infill, I'm assuming.
Electrical.
And you'd have your electrical and your plumbing, which,
HVAC.
He would be required to submit a formal set of specs to be incorporated in the formal request for bid process. That would go so on subsequently.
He'd probably be knocking on that.
Who did the specs for the county when they did the Sonic building? Who'd you guys have, Randy?
I have no idea.
Somebody had it.
They bid on to put up a metal building. We've done the concrete.
Yeah.
And then they put the building on top. But I don't know who.
We've done all the work. We can do the concrete here on this too, but it's just a matter of getting it done.
Right now we're getting into the part of the year where everything's slowing down, but I got a lot of personnel that's going to be using up vacation time. There's another process here. We'd still need to find out on the architect because we need a set of drawings even if we do it. We got to have a guideline to follow.
Yeah.
We've never put up a metal building, but we've put up several buildings. The other option is just bidding out certain portions of this as a possibility. I'm just throwing out ideas. And we do the work ourselves. There is another possibility, but then we need somebody to pretty much help us on some of the erection parts that we may be uncertain about. Other than that, most of the inside we were going to do anyway.
Yeah. I would leave it with you guys to contact this group back. I think that if we hired a contractor to do this job, that he would have to provide these buildings all come standard. I mean, when you call about one of these buildings, you've got a certain size, a certain height, with so many openings in it, and they're going to tell you within almost a phone bid of what's going to cost. Because they come, that's the way they come. They come engineered already, pre-engineered, with a kind of slab that they're going to put under them. And you can get that a draftsman or an architect firm to do that kind of a project. And I mean, it's not a great big deal. I'd call and get some figures from this group, and we'll see what we can do from there. See, have a little bit of a more of a breakdown of what he's got there.
Okay.
I talked to a couple of. Is that all right with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're done.
Motion to recess.
About a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.